Already? Well, welcome everyone out this morning. This is the July 29th regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the day. Thank you for just the breath of life that you've given us. Father, we come to you today just asking your blessings upon our county, our citizens, and our employees. Father, help us with wisdom to guide and direct our county in a direction that would be pleasing to you and helpful to all that's involved. We ask your blessings on our troops. We ask your blessings on this coming election. Father, we just ask you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. 2B is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
I'll second.
That's payroll changes.
Payroll changes.
Payroll changes, sorry.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll's approved. Did anybody want to make any clarifications on payroll changes?
I'm not so sure I can make a clarification at all because I'm not sure I quite understand it, but we're moving jail. We're moving someone out of the jail into the SO, and we're moving into courthouse security, and then we're moving jail into property management. But the way it's been handled is that it's effectively creating an extra position in the sheriff's office, which there's no money difference in payroll, but it's effectively making a position extra in the sheriff's office, which is not really authorized by the budget. I don't know how I want to say that, but it can be okay, but we need to clean that up in the next budget. We've got to make sure that position is actually not increased.
Okay. All right. Does the auditor have it?
Auditor has it. She's going to clean it up and take care of it. My understanding.
Okay. Item D, budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's right. Go ahead. Aye, too.
Budget amendments are approved. Yet Commissioner Gross did. Item E are the accounts payable.
Did you get this, the Brandy one, to be added to accounts payable?
Yes.
Okay, that means she said she'd like to have that in the record. Motion to approve accounts payable with this addition.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable with the additions by the auditor. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, special warranty deed for purchase of 1.766 acres of land in the Charles Duncombe Survey, abstract number 144, Upshur County, Texas, and 1.13 acres of land in the Charles Duncombe Survey, abstract number 144, certificate of liability insurance for Material Resources Incorporated, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
They're recorded. Item three is discuss and take action to approve resolution contract between Upshur County and the Gilmer Rotary Club for placement of the United States flag for display at designated county buildings for designated federal holidays. And we got the Attorney General's opinion that said we could display the American flag, or we could pay Rotary Club in their fundraiser to display the American flag if we determine in good faith that the expenditure serves a public purpose, it places sufficient controls on the transaction to ensure that the public purpose is carried out, and it ensures that it receives that we receive a return benefit. So that's included in this contract, this brief contract that I drew up, and the mayor and I have signed it. The Rotary Club president, who's the mayor, has signed it, so if the court wants to approve it, it will be done.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution and contract with Rotary for the flags. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Andy, did you want to say something?
Is that building only inside the city limits?
Y'all weren't listed on there.
Okay.
Did y'all want flags?
I would love it.
Okay.
We are outside the city limits, so I just need to buy on to.
Well, let's ask them if they do them outside the city limits.
Yes. Just at my 271 office, not present.
Okay. Item four is discuss and take action to approve the purchase of file mark machine for the district clerk's office and a shredder would both be paid out of county records management. Karen needs a new file mark machine in her office. And the big shredder that we use in all of our county offices has gone down, and nobody's been able to fix it. Karen, I think yours was going to be about $800.
$95. I just paid $423 in March for repairs, and I'm paying repairs.
So it'd just be better to go ahead and replace it.
Yes.
And a shredder, a big shredder, is going to be around $3,000.
And we have the funds in records management?
They're in the countywide records management.
Okay.
And the county uses it countywide, right?
Yes.
I'll move that we purchase a file mark machine for district clerk's office and
second.
A shredder to be purchased out of county records management fund.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the purchase of the file mark machine for the district clerk's office and a shredder out of the countywide record management fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to approve the Department of State Health Services contract for DSHS program vital statistics. This is the county clerk's contract where she contracts with the Department of Health Services, and that way she can get it gives her ability to get the vital records, birth and death, and those records.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to enter the contract with the Department of State Health Services for the Vital Statistics Program. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to accept the cul-de-sac at the end of Widgeon Road Phase 5, Barton Springs, into the county road inventory to place Emma Oaks Road, Gladewater, onto the two-year waiting period, and to accept for filing the replat of Phase 1, Lot 1, Block 2 in Eagle Estates. So part of this was Commissioner Gentry's and part of it was Commissioner Burkus.
When I talked to Mr. Berger Wednesday, he said he was not sure that he would be able to do what he needed to do for Andy to accept the roads by today, and asked that if we could put it on the agenda for next week. I told him that I would just wait until I heard from you before I put it back on there. We've waited 2 years, two more weeks, or three more weeks, and it'll kill us.
Yes, I talked to him, he said he would be able to get it by Saturday.
Okay. So I need to, if we can, remove that one, but I do have my plat for filing.
Okay.
Mine is Emma Oaks Road, and correct me, Andy, if I'm not right, I understand that you've looked at it, you've had phone calls, and they finished up the culvert?
Yes, sir.
So we're ready to put that?
Yes, sir.
On the two-year waiting list, so I'll make a motion that we include that on the two-year waiting list.
Second.
And approve the replat of Phase 1, Lot 1, Block 2 in the Eagles Estates? Will that be part of your motion?
Yeah.
It's a replat.
Yeah, it's just a replat. Yeah, that's fine.
And you second that?
Second.
So the motion, the second, is to place Emma Oaks Road on the two-year waiting period and approve the replat of Phase 1, Lot 1, Block 2 in Eagle Estates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's all approved.
You need one of these back.
Please.
Yeah. Are you on the school board?
Okay.
Was there a fee for that?
I already gave Regina the check so that we didn't...
Put it in the basket?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing county grant for the home delivered meal grant program. This is our annual grant to Meals on Wheels, and it's I can't remember the amount. It's like
$2,058.
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And this helps them leverage their money with the Department of Agriculture Commissioner. So we have a motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution for Meals on Wheels. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. We're probably gonna, we're going to have to send Meals on Wheels one too, so. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the payment of the statement balance to Music Mountain Water.
That's me. We've discontinued that service, and there was a $15 late fee on this bill while trying to get that worked out, and I got that waived. So the balance is going to be like whatever that is, 15 off of 40, $25 and something, 25, 24.
It just needs to get paid, right?
It needs to get paid, so I make a motion that we pay that.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to pay the statement balance on the Music Mountain water bill. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to extend the deadline date for wellness visits to August the 31st, 2016, and to waive the monthly fee associated with it.
Apparently, we got notification real late in the game for the folks that had not got their wellness visit handled. Came almost July 1st, and so the Treasurer's Office, HR Department, has been trying to notify those that hadn't had it done yet. And some folks had made appointments to have it done, but doctors couldn't get them in. And so what I'm proposing is that there's 24 employees affected, I think, with about 75 people involved. I'm suggesting that we give them to August 31st to get that done. I'd also like to make mention, I don't think this has been made clear, that any person that has gone to a doctor during this period of time, even though it's not coded necessarily as a wellness visit, if they've had blood work done, that constitutes a wellness visit. And they just need to inform HR about it and get or prove it up in whatever manner they need to prove it up. But that does qualify them to be included as a wellness visit. So need to mention that. So I'd like to waive that till the end of August and have them get. And you're notifying everybody right now, right?
And waive the fee too.
And I'd like to waive the fee for August through August.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to extend the wellness deadline until in our health program to August 31st and to waive the monthly fee associated with failure to do that. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to declare road and bridge equipment as surplus and to approve the sale of same. Andy's provided us a list. So
I'll move that we declare road bridge equipment listed as surplus.
Andy, are you gonna put it on the auction site?
Yes, sir. I met with Dale with Auctioneer Express. I'm letting them have the auction and moving it back whenever we get the funds back, put it into oil.
When are you gonna have the deadline to bid? You just want to let me know so I can get it in the paper?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you'll just let me know so I can get the required notice. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to declare the items listed by the Road and Bridge Administrator as surplus and to sell those. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to clarify retainer agreement with Allison and Bass for representation of the Commissioner's Court. I provided everyone with a copy of our last bill from Allison and Bass, and I've reviewed the meeting. I've listened to the meeting. It was about 8 minutes long, and I've read the retainer agreement, and I'm satisfied that the bill fits what we hired them to do. So unless I just wanted everyone to see the bill and not be the only one that was signing off on it. So is everybody okay with it? All right, everybody's shaking their head in the
yes.
Affirmative. All right. So item 11 won't require any action today. Item 12 is discuss and take action to approve renewal of the addendum to the warranty support and license agreement with Hart InterCivic. This is our contract with Hart InterCivic for our voting machines. It did go up this year. It went up from $16,639 to $20,633, and the reason for that increase is the 60 new voting machines we purchased. And if we sign this contract, we can lock that price in for $20,633 annually for the next three years. If we don't, then it goes up 4% each year.
Make the motion that we accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the renewal of the addendum to the warranty support and license agreement with Hart Intercivic. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is open bids for mineral lease on Upshur County school land, discuss and take action. We have one bid, and Keith Fuller's here if y'all want to ask him any questions. Keith, do you want to just give us a rundown of what y'all did?
Yeah, what we'd like to do is, we have an existing oil and gas lease on the property right now, we'd like the opportunity to do the paying oil and gas prices. We had to stop our drilling operations, and the existing lease will expire August 15th, and we'd like to maintain the leasehold there because we do have a prospect on the acreage, but it's just not economically feasible to drill it for the expiration of the existing lease. So we've made an offer to purchase same lease form as before, same terms as the prior lease, for $20 an acre for a 2-year term. And hoping that that'll give us enough time for oil and gas prices to kind of bounce back.
So it's the same as the previous one?
Yes, sir.
Money-wise, too?
Not money-wise. It's $20 an acre.
What was the previous one?
We paid $60 an acre total. We took a lease and had limited the depth on the initial lease, and we paid $50 an acre for that at that time. And we came back and amended that lease with court's approval, and for an additional $10, so a total of $60 at the time. But the business being like it is.
You recall how many acres in that, 17,000?
No, there's 860 is what we're releasing.
Yeah.
And I think the county has 840 mineral acres within that 860.
So it's the same acreage?
It's a $16,800 bonus payment?
Yes.
Yeah.
For 2 years?
For 2 years.
It's 6.5 dozen other.
No other offers.
I think if it's the same, if it's everything the same, it's only 2 years, I think I could make motions to go with it.
All right.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, second by Commissioner Gross to approve the offer from PEDEX for the mineral lease on the school land. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Wait 1 second. Hold on.
Are we rushing here, Your Honor?
Hold your horses.
Hold on. Another item?
This is the lease, and I'm just going to let y'all sign it while we're here.
Oh.
Wait.
No. Agree, so.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
you want to watch them sign it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Back or forward? Yeah. That's right. That's
much that more problem that you wouldn't have to bring under.
Come back?
Give one to you.
One in the record?
You have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.